It has been said that many years ago there lived a young and gifted woman called Sophia, who received a vision in which God spoke to her as a dear friend. In this conversation, God asked that Sophia dedicate her life to the task of translating and distributing the word of God throughout the country. Now, at this time, the printing press had only recently been invented, and the only Bibles to be found were written in Latin and kept under lock and key within churches. Sophia was from a poor farming village on the outskirts of the city, so the task seemed impossible. She would have to raise a vast sum of money to purchase the necessary printing equipment, rent a building to house it, and hire scholars to translate the Latin version into the country's common tongue. However, the impossibility of the task did not sway her in the least. After having received her vision, Sophia sold the few items she possessed and left the village to live on the streets of the city, begging for the money that was required and dedicating herself to any work that was available in order to help with the funds. Raising the money proved to be a long and difficult task, for while there were a few who gave generously, most only gave a little, if anything at all. But gradually, over the next 15 years, the money began to accumulate. Shortly before the plans for the printing press could be set in motion, a dreadful flood devastated a nearby town, destroying many people's homes and livelihood. When the news reached Sophia, she gathered what she had raised and spent it for food for the hungry, material to help rebuild lost homes, and basic provisions for the dispossessed. Eventually, the town began to recover from the natural disaster that had befallen it, and Sophia left and returned to the city in order to start over again, all the while remembering the vision that God had planted deep within her heart. Many more years passed slowly, extracting their heavy toll on the beautiful Sophia. But there were many now who had been touched by her love and dedication, so although people were poor, the money began to accumulate once again. However, after 9 years, disaster struck again. This time, a plague descended upon the city, stealing the lives of thousands and leaving many children without family or support. By now, Sophia was tired and very ill, yet without hesitation, she used the money that she had collected to buy medicine for the sick, homes for the orphaned, and land where the dead could be buried safely. Never once did she forget the vision that God had imparted to her, but the severity of the plague required that she set aside this sacred call in order to help with the emergency. Only when the shadow of the plague had lifted did she once again take to the streets, driven by her desire to translate the word of God and distribute it among the people. Finally, shortly before her death, Sophia was able to gather together the money required for the printing press, the building, and the translators. Although she was by this time close to death, Sophia lived long enough to see the first Bibles printed and distributed. It is said to this day that Sophia had actually accomplished her task of translating and distributing the Word of God 3 times during her life rather than simply once. The first 2 times more beautiful and radiant than the last. A common description of a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Jesus told many parables during his lifetime, using earthly images to tell of heavenly truth, including the story that we read today. The story of the workers in the field, while familiar and maybe having lost some of its original shock and awe, tells the story of God's mercy and justice. Jesus tells this story after he tells the disciples about how difficult it will be for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples hear Jesus say this, they're shocked and asked, then who can be saved? For the disciples, riches were a sign of God's grace and favor. God smiled on those who were faithful by giving them the earthly desires of their hearts. So how can the rich not be saved in this kingdom that Jesus came to proclaim? Jesus simply responds, "For mortals, it is impossible. But for God, all things are possible. It may be impossible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, just as it may be impossible for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But with God, nothing is impossible. Even the most unlikely person can enter God's kingdom because God can make it possible." And so we turn to the story of the laborers in the vineyard, where those that have been working hard for the kingdom are given the same reward as those who had just begun working. Each receives the same compensation for their toil. Both Jesus' teaching and this parable tells the story of God's grace and desire for all to be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven, no matter how difficult, unlikely, or frustrating it may seem. Jesus is inaugurating this kingdom that will be open to all, and it's not for us to exclude, but to invite and labor on behalf of the coming kingdom. The beauty of parables Jesus told is that they didn't end when he finished telling the story. Jesus was God made flesh, who lived and breathed among us, coming to earth, taking on human form to tell us of heavenly truth. Jesus was in and of himself a living parable, pointing us beyond our earthly realities to God and eternal life. And Christ now calls us, his followers, to be living parables, letting our lives tell the story of God's goodness, grace, forgiveness, and salvation. Samuel Sarpia, who was the moderator at this summer's annual conference, chose this theme of living parables. And to explain what he meant, he shared these words. "As living parables, Christ calls us to learn how to share our lives in grace with others, and our sharing should be a source of grace for others. This kind of sharing is not about telling information, but by being present in a world that so desperately needs to see Christ in action. Being a living parable calls us to share our personal story of God at work in our lives individually, through the church community of believers, and in the world." Like Sophia, our very lives should speak God's word. Peter Rollins, who told this parable about Sophia, also writes, "God's words cannot be heard without being heeded. It cannot be received without being incarnated. Indeed, it is only by being incarnated that one can say that it has been received." Jesus shows this in the way that he lived. Jesus didn't just tell parables about God's grace and mercy. He showed God's grace and mercy by caring for the least of these in body and in spirit. Sophia was not only able to spread God's word through the production of the Bible, but through the way she cared for and intended to the least of these. So should our lives show that we have truly received and understood God's word. In fact, it is only through God's word living and breathing that it can be fully understood and experienced by those who encounter it. Jesus showed us that. It's not enough to simply tell the story. We must also live the story. May our lives tell the story of God's grace and mercy so that in our living, the word of God might be a living word, a living parable in this broken world. Amen.